Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Quantum Computing for Everyone by Chris Bernhardt is a guided tour of what quantum computers are, why they matter, and how to reason about them without needing an advanced physics background. Published by MIT Press, the book aims to make the core ideas of quantum information accessible through clear explanations and carefully chosen mathematics. Rather than relying on hype or futuristic claims, Bernhardt builds understanding from first principles, introducing how classical bits differ from qubits and how quantum states are represented and manipulated. Readers are led through the conceptual toolkit behind quantum algorithms, including superposition, measurement, and interference, while also learning the practical vocabulary used in modern quantum computing discussions. A notable feature of the book is its focus on building intuition alongside technique, so that readers can follow how a quantum circuit produces a result and what limits that result in real devices. It is a structured, classroom-friendly introduction that connects abstract concepts to concrete computational outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from bits to qubits, the new model of information, a central topic is the shift from classical information to quantum information. The book contrasts the certainty of a classical bit, which is either 0 or 1, with the richer description of a qubit, which is modeled as a state that can combine possibilities and still yield a definite outcome when measured. Bernhardt emphasizes the idea that quantum computing is not magic parallelism that reads all answers at once, but a different way of encoding and transforming information so that certain answers become more likely. To support this, he introduces the mathematical representation of states using vectors and shows how probabilities arise from that representation at measurement. The discussion typically highlights why measurement is not just reading memory, but an operation that changes the state, and why that forces algorithm designers to plan carefully. By presenting qubits as objects you can calculate with, not as mystical particles, the book helps readers understand the basic language of quantum computing, states, amplitudes, probabilities, and the rules that connect them. This foundation clarifies what quantum advantage can and cannot mean, and prepares readers to follow circuit-based reasoning later in the book. Secondly, quantum gates and circuits, computation as linear transformations, another major topic is how quantum computation is built from gates arranged into circuits, much like classical logic gates, but governed by different rules. The book explains that quantum gates correspond to reversible linear transformations, often expressed as matrices acting on state vectors. This approach gives readers a practical way to track what happens to a qubit or multiple qubits as a circuit runs, step by step. Bernhardt typically highlights a few core gates and shows how they create or manipulate superposition and relative phase, which is crucial because phase is invisible to direct measurement yet determines interference patterns later in the circuit. The circuit model becomes a language for describing algorithms, with wires representing qubits and gate symbols indicating operations. Importantly, the book also clarifies constraints. Operations must preserve total probability, and copying unknown quantum states is not generally possible, which reshapes how data is handled. By working through circuit examples, readers learn to translate between diagrams and calculations, understand why some transformations are possible while others are not, and develop an intuition for designing circuits that steer measurement outcomes toward useful answers. Thirdly, entanglement. Correlations that power multi-qubit behavior, entanglement is presented as a defining resource of quantum computing, not merely a strange phenomenon. The book explains how multi-qubit systems have joint states that cannot always be decomposed into separate single-qubit descriptions, producing correlations that exceed what classical independent bits can represent. Bernhardt shows how entanglement changes what it means to know the state of a subsystem and why measuring one part of an entangled system affects predictions about the other. This topic is also connected to the circuit model, where specific gate combinations can create entanglement and then exploit it to coordinate outcomes across qubits. The reader learns to distinguish ordinary statistical correlation from quantum correlation by examining how the state is represented and how measurement probabilities are computed. The discussion typically addresses common misunderstandings, such as the idea that entanglement enables faster-than-light communication, and instead frames entanglement as a mathematical and operational feature that enables particular computational structures. By learning how entanglement is created, detected, and used, readers gain insight into why scaling quantum computers is difficult and why many algorithms require controlled interactions between qubits rather than independent processing. Fourthly, interference and measurement. Why quantum algorithms can work, quantum algorithms rely on interference, the ability for amplitudes to combine constructively or destructively, altering the probability of different measurement outcomes. The book treats interference as the real engine of quantum speedups in many headline algorithms. Bernhard explains how a circuit can spread amplitude across many possibilities and then apply operations that cause wrong answers to cancel out while right answers are reinforced. Measurement is shown to be both the goal and the constraint. You only obtain classical data at the end, so the entire computation must be designed to shape a final probability distribution that reveals something useful with high likelihood. This topic often includes careful reasoning about how probabilities emerge from amplitudes and why phase matters, even though it cannot be measured directly. The reader is guided to see quantum computing as probability engineering through unitary evolution followed by measurement. This perspective helps demystify famous results by turning them into understandable workflows, prepare a state, transform it to create interference patterns, then measure. It also clarifies why naive brute force thinking fails and why algorithm design is subtle, requiring control over both amplitudes and phases. Lastly, canonical algorithms and real-world limits, what quantum computers can realistically do, the book connects foundational concepts to well-known quantum algorithms and to the practical barriers that shape current devices. Bernhard discusses how certain problems admit quantum approaches that outperform classical methods in principle, while also explaining that not every task becomes faster just because qubits are involved. Readers are introduced to algorithmic ideas such as searching and factoring in a way that emphasizes structure rather than hype, showing what kind of mathematical leverage the algorithms exploit. Alongside algorithms, the book addresses implementation realities, noise, decoherence, gate errors, and the challenge of maintaining fragile quantum states long enough to compute. This naturally motivates error correction as an essential component of scalable quantum computing and explains why fault tolerance is a major engineering milestone. By pairing algorithmic promise with hardware constraints, the book offers an honest map of the field, where quantum computing is already scientifically meaningful, where it is still aspirational, and how to evaluate claims about quantum advantage. This balanced perspective equips readers to understand contemporary discussions in industry and academia without being misled by exaggerated expectations. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for curious general readers, STEM students, software developers, and professionals who want to understand quantum computing beyond headlines. It is especially helpful for readers who are willing to engage with some math but do not want a physics-heavy treatment. The main benefit is that it gives you a reliable mental model for how qubits, gates, and measurements work together, so you can follow real explanations of quantum algorithms rather than memorizing buzzwords. That clarity can improve your ability to evaluate news about quantum breakthroughs, participate in technical conversations at work, or decide whether deeper study in quantum information is worth your time. Compared with many popular introductions, this book stands out for its structured progression and its commitment to explicit reasoning. It does not simply state that quantum effects matter, it shows how computations are represented and why the rules lead to particular outcomes. Compared with more advanced textbooks, it is more approachable and intentionally paced. If you want a single purchase that builds both intuition and practical literacy in the circuit model, it is a worthwhile, durable addition to your shelf. If you would like to support Chris Bernhard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.